Y'all ready for the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your hosts of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. We are the Brothers Lehman, Chris.
And Jonathan.
What's going on? I mean, it's been a little bit since we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
apologize for y'all. I had to take anniversary for me and the wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, buddy, happy 2 anniversary. Years.
Thank you very much. So, you know, I had to take some time.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, the network was on a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Much needed for everybody, but we back in the mix, and yep. We the ones who kicking it off. We coming back strong, new shows, and, you know, we ready.
Hope y'all tuned in to that recap of the season prediction that we both had and saw how good mine was. I was on.
Some was good, some was bad.
Ooh, I was on. I told y'all.
The Pistons.
I told y'all. Didn't I tell y'all that the Lakers were going to finish behind the Kings? Didn't I say that? Yes, I did. Thank you. It was by one game, but damn it, I called it.
Yeah, you did.
Boom, son.
But
what can I say?
Right. We want to thank all the listeners for your support continuously. We appreciate it, supporting all the shows, not just ours, but all the ones on the Black Is Network.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate that. Give a shout out to Queen Neen. She came through yesterday out in LA. I had a chance to kick it with her. You know, me and KC. You know, good peoples, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to meet a lot of the podcasters face to face. And, you know, she happened to be out here in LA. So shout out to you and the In Deep Show crew. What's going on, y'all?
Nice. What's happening?
Sorry, Big B. I know you wanted to come through. The next time, see your podcast, Wifey. What's going on, T? What's up, Toria? Anyway, let's get some business out the way. You can find us on blackisonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Let us know what you guys think. We love the 5-star reviews on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on Stitcher. You know, hit us up. Let us know what you think. Comments and feedback. Not only there, but on email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslehman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, any shout-outs y'all want to give, any joints y'all want to throw, let us know, please.
Oh, yeah. So you know it's all about that NBA playoffs. However,
yeah, out here in LA land, we got a few things going on.
Yeah, we want to get this little issue out the way before we get into the fun stuff.
Yeah, let's address this now.
So I'm sure everybody's aware that some audio leaked of Donald Sterling talking to his
girl on the side.
Mm-hmm, his side piece.
Yeah, he's married. Well, for those who don't know, he has a wife. This is his girlfriend, though, we're talking about.
You know, and he's basically saying that I don't want you associating with black people.
Publicly.
Yes, publicly.
Keep that shit private.
No,
you don't let these people know that you kicking it with black folks. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
And don't bring them to my games either.
Now, specifically talking about
I took a picture with Magic Johnson. Hey, I've met Magic Johnson before.
You know, why did classy you take a guy. Picture with Magic Johnson? Like, the fuck?
He's a classy dude. I've met the man before, you know. Our dad had the, you know, the ability to introduce myself to him. And, you know, he's a nice guy.
Cool
so,
people.
What's the problem? I mean, it's freaking Magic Johnson. Everybody likes Magic Johnson, but like I tweeted earlier, we all know and we all should not be surprised by what he said. I mean, this is not the first time Donald Sterling has had incidents involving racial
tension. I mean, yes.
So For those of you, I'm sure you basketball fans are aware that there was an issue with he and Elgin Baylor back in the day. Elgin Baylor suing him for employment discrimination. And I mean, let's be real. Elgin Baylor wasn't making any money.
Nope.
$350,000. As opposed to, you know, the head coach who was white and gets, you know, is making damn near what, like $6 million a year? I'm like, come on. You know, your GM ain't making no money and I'm putting the team together. Come on. You got to compensate a little better than that. He's also been.
I mean, look. What's the money? They got quotables for days out here for this joint. Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why? It's like talking to an enemy. Hispanics feel a certain way, certain things towards blacks. Blacks feel certain things toward other groups. It will always be that. I mean, it was like a 9-minute clip.
Right?
And you're like, and I kept seeing like the timelines for some of his quotes was like at 3 minutes. And you're like, the hell? So I listened and I was just shocked. I mean, because half of it, he's trying to come off. She's basically saying, oh, so you know, you don't like black people? No, I think black people cool. It's just that.
Yeah, and there's always a but.
Yeah.
No, they're cool, but. No, I don't have no problem with black folks,
you know,
but.
I mean, you just know how, you know, how the society works. And you're like, you want to be thought of like. You're like, it's like what? And he just woke
up. I'm living in a culture.
You know, you're hurting my feelings for making me feel evil.
Yeah, like.
I don't care if I don't care if you fuck black dudes. I don't care if you go out with black. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, wait, this is your girlfriend? And you just basically, I don't care if you get dick from other guys?
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's just.
He's married. Right,
it's just, you don't need to kick it with him.
Yeah. Like, what? Just don't do it in public. Do it privately. Like, so nobody knows.
And then she's just like, you know.
Keep going.
But then from there, she's like, I'm half black.
Yeah, I'm black and Mexican.
And he's totally like,
I'm full minority.
Right. And he's almost like, yeah, I didn't hear that part about you being black. Like,
just yeah, I didn't know that. I thought you were Mexican. Because I've seen a picture of her. She honestly, you can tell she's mixed. I mean, I can tell she's mixed. If you just kind of glance, though, she looks Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
She looks Hispanic. But, for an old man, I can get it where he's like, oh, I didn't know you were black. I'm sure the girl told him, though. I'm sure he knew. Who knows? The man might have Alzheimer's or something he forgot. I don't know. He's like 80-something years old. So, but besides the point, he's a racist son of a bitch. And part of this, when hearing how she's kind of consistently pursuing and constantly going at him, I'm like, let me do a little bit of research. Coming to find out, Donald Sterling's wife is suing her for having an affair with him. So, and a part of me is like, you know, reading the article is like, well, is she trying to blackmail? And trying to, you know, just throw out a fucking PR nightmare there out there for Donald Sterling. And then, well, now the nightmare is out there. She got it. I mean, she got what she wanted. Yeah. He gonna have to deal. And he is basically shitting on the bulk of the people, just keep it real, who buy those Clipper tickets, which are blacks and Hispanics. Those are the main, they create probably 70-80% of the population at Clipper games.
Yeah, I mean, he made everything cheap. You know, he's been the cheapest owner.
Your team is 90% black.
I mean, it's, you know, they bringing out more the fact that he owns property and basically makes it real shitty for blacks and Latinos to live there. He buys it, basically is not going to fix it up, and will basically not take your rent, say you didn't anything he can do.
And this flew by me that apparently in 2006, he pledged to spend $50 million on a site downtown to provide service to the homeless on Skid Row. Apparently, they haven't even started building anything or planning anything. So apparently, it's not going to happen.
Oh, apparently, he just bought it because he knew it was going to be worth something later. And he's like, I just bought the land.
Yeah.
And then about fixing or doing shit. I was like, why would you buy there knowing you ain't going to do that shit? And they're like,
he was accused. We all remember when he was heckling his players, his own players, Baron Davis and all them.
Like, I mean, hell? All this crap. I mean, with the whole Danny Manning situation, I'm offering a lot of money for a poor black kid. Damn. I mean,
that's why I'm like, It's I'm not surprised. I don't like
Mexican men because they smoke, drink, and just hang out around that. I mean, with this living condition and being a property, that's because of all the blacks in the building that they smell. They not clean. You like, the hell wrong with you? And then bought a spot in Koreatown and all of that, you know, trying to change it to get Koreans to move in, you know, with quotas. I don't have to spend any more money on them. They will take whatever conditions I will give them and still pay rent. You're like,
I'm telling you, I mean, this is why when it came out and I heard about it, I wasn't shocked.
No, like,
and the crazy thing is, I heard about it because I woke up because I fell asleep mad early last night. I was out at like 8 o'clock. And I woke up about two this morning and I saw a tweet for you from Casino.
Yeah.
Shout out that to mentioned Casino. That mentioned it, and I'm like, Donald Sterling. I didn't know what happened.
Oh.
So I Googled Donald Sterling and that was the first thing that popped up, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Because I didn't even see it on ESPN or nothing. Like ESPN hasn't mentioned it.
I saw it on Twitter late last night.
And I read it and I was like, this motherfucker. But I wasn't shocked. I was kind of like, how the hell did you get that on tape?
Yeah.
So when it came out and leaked, I was like, you know, I'm not shocked. But at this point, part of me is like, should the players boycott?
Yeah, that's one question. We've seen, I suppose I didn't keep Overman mentioning it, but I think there's been talk of the players not playing the game.
Yes, it would make a strong statement, but I know you'll have a lot of these players who will be like, you know what, it's hard not to play. You know, it's unfortunate that this had to come out playoff time with your team trying to make a run at a championship.
Right.
But it's hard for the players. It's
a distraction for them.
It's a big time distraction for them.
If this was a player, they'd feel like they have to keep playing. And you know, any of that. I mean, they dealt with this with the whole Vinny Del Negro. I mean, you deal with stuff where it's a distraction.
Now, I say the fans should not show up. I think the fans should boycott and say, you know what, F this, we ain't coming to the game then. Period. And if you move on, we'll watch the game here from our homes. We will not buy playoff tickets. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they haven't bought any already for the next round, but shit, I wouldn't even go.
It's just hard.
I hope everybody calls for refunds. I hope we get refunds.
Yeah, it's hard. As a player,
it'd be hard not to play.
I don't have a problem if the players decide to keep playing. It's the damn playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not just about him. It's like, oh, if you guys keep winning, then he benefits. It's like, so I'm supposed to just sacrifice.
Plus they're playing for the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. They are playing for the fans too. So I mean, for the fans, I would not be mad at fans for like, fuck this, I'm not coming to a game anymore. Yeah.
You'll have fans who will want to support the teammate, you know, like, okay, these guys are actually coming to play.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they don't have to do that until you know, game five, but you know, like some of them gonna want to support. Like, all right, if the players aren't boycotting and they're gonna play, then I want to show my support and let them know, hey, we here for y'all. But I can see others like, yeah, I ain't giving this nigga no money.
No more money. No.
Now, more importantly, who should be doing something is fucking Adam Silver and the league.
Oh yeah, this now that he is officially taken over. This is a big issue on his plate now. What do you do from this point forward? And this is going to set a huge precedent for not just for basketball, but just for sports in general. Mm-hmm. Because we all know the NFL got their own issues going on with racism. Mm-hmm. Now you got this major issue with an owner at the NBA level. You could argue the NBA is the second most popular sport. Behind football.
Yes. It is known as a quote-unquote black sport. More so than the NFL.
And majority of the teams out there are built of black people, of African Americans. So it's going to be – and I mean, honestly, all eyes right now are going to be on Adam Silver from all sports. Mm-hmm. Cats in football are paying attention. Cats in baseball. Even your hockeys and, you know, cats are looking like –
you know what?
Okay, what the hell is going to happen now? Because we have the NFL. We haven't heard anything yet in regards to Jim Irsay and his punishment.
Yeah.
Now you got an owner coming out talking about him like black folks.
Yeah.
What we going to do? What we going to do, Adam Silver? What we going to do?
Because you can't just force him to sell the team. You can't just say you got to give up the team. He's not going to do
that. He could sue you for that.
We already went through this here in L.A. with the Dodgers.
Yep.
Him have wanted to sell the team. And, you know, a different situation.
Yep.
But with a guy like this that seems to be a known racist, it probably is pretty clear. People who deal and with him. I mean, he can fake the funk. And I'll guess some players
was previously a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So he does know the law. He knows his rights. So don't think he's going. He ain't going down. He ain't going down without a fight.
I own it, and that's probably And I see most of his cases. He just settles and just pays them off because he's like, I don't want to deal with it. And eventually, I'm gonna just drag it in legal back. Why don't you just take this money and shut up?
This ain't the situation. He can do that though.
No,
he's gonna if it comes down to a fine, he's gonna have to pay a hell of a fucking fine. Yeah,
and they gotta go more. I think. And I was looking this up because I saw it in one article with Marge Schott. With the Cincinnati Reds back in the 90s, you know, with her making racist comments. I remember that. And it was like
calling a couple of her players, quote unquote, $1 million niggers. So
bringing them Hitler and all that. And I remember she got suspended. I'm trying to find out how long, but it says she was suspended in 93 and 1996 before she sold control of the team. So you might have to just, I mean, he should get suspended.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, you can't just be like, well, slapping her like, no, you need to be away from the fucking team and
for the foreseeable future.
This is one of them.
And in all honesty, depending on what happens going forward, I think they might have a strong case of prying this team away from him because this is really going to affect people coming to play for you, dude. I mean, yeah, it's LA. It's, you know, the Clippers are doing well, but if I'm a black player, nigga, I don't want to play for you. I don't because, I mean, now, you know, you've seen the allegations. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now you have the hard evidence that, yeah, you don't like black folks. I mean, that is just clear. So why would I want to play for you if I am a black player? So if that's the case and you have, you know, a sport made up of not predominantly black folks, nobody wants to play for you. I mean, at some point, I mean, it's like an establishment. I mean, if nobody wants to come to the job,
right?
At some point, it's going to fold and you got to get rid of it. So I'm like, if nobody wants to play for him, does that not give the NBA president to say, well, since nobody wants to play for you, your franchise really can't function properly. So, yes, we have to remove you.
Yeah, and if somehow they're going to do it, he's going to get paid.
And I'm like, the owners can't vote him out?
No, I think because I guess they can. No, because I guess he technically owns the rights to it. I'm sure it's a legal thing. If he does sell at some point down the line, he's going to be like, all right, niggas, $1 billion.
Yeah. Easily. Oh, yeah. Easily.
He ain't like this 500, 600.
Oh, no.
He'll be like, yeah, it's in Los Angeles.
I'm going for the max I can get.
Because he knows damn well, like, all right, whoever gets it is going to, there's a thought process they'll leave Staples Center and go and have their own building. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a basketball franchise in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He ain't stupid.
Not an idiot.
No,
that's the thing. No,
he knows,
he's a racist son of a bitch, but he is not an idiot by any means.
No, he knows how to make money.
Yeah.
By doing the least amount of fucking shit.
Yep.
So, look, I don't know what they're going to do. I was trying to, you know what? Fuck him.
I have to roll with Magic Johnson. Unfortunately, until this fool's dead or gone, I cannot go to a Clipper game anymore. I can't.
You publicly said, you don't want me at your game, then fine.
I don't care if Cats is giving away tickets. I can't. I just morally, I can't. I cannot go to a game with an owner who is racist. I cannot. I'll watch it on TV, but I am not going to the game. No, I will not. So, Clippers, I will see you guys in 20 whenever when Donald Sterling's gone. Yeah. So
I'll be watching y'all.
Yeah, I'll be watching y'all. I'll be rooting for some of y'all, of course.
Supporting, but
I'll be doing it from afar. Fuck. Yeah. It's unfortunate your owner's an idiot. So
yeah.
And on the other side of the spectrum, Laker fans.
Oh, wow.
Like I said before on our previous podcast, go ahead and gripe. Go ahead and bitch. Go ahead and moan. Go ahead and piss. I don't care. Go ahead and be mad, please. Because Mike D'Antoni will be back, it seems. Yeah. At least that's the story. Hasn't been confirmed. But that seems to be the story going. He'll be back. and is pressing for them to grant his team option so he's not a quote-unquote lame duck coach throughout the season. Nigga, are you serious? The season you had and you're trying to make demands? Get out of here. You lucky you're even being thought about of coming back with the job you did. Worst record in Laker history.
Right. We're a championship or bust franchise, and you just put up the worst
ever. I don't even care about the injuries. Like I have said, I don't care about injuries. I'm tired of hearing about it. My star has been hurt 2 years going. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't care. My team's in the playoffs. What the problem is with DJ Augustine. Holla. So, I mean, shoot. I don't want to hear nothing about no injuries. So, Laker fans, go ahead and be pissed. What this does as far as Paul Gasol coming back, he probably ain't coming back now.
No.
This has sealed the deal for me.
He bet.
He tried to be nice.
I think he wants to come back because he enjoys playing for the brand and all that. I think he liked that.
But now, Genie,
you know, you're y'all an idiot. Y'all signed Mitch Kupchak to a multi-year
extension. Said I was going to do it. Genie, you're an idiot. Genie, Bus, you're an idiot. Do not bring him back. Why?
Because you don't want to pay
three coaches.
You know, but see, and then when that's what they want to do, no Laker fans come to me and say, money ain't an issue.
Yeah, it is.
We got Lakers, guys. This $700 billion contract with Time Warner. We can sign whoever we want. We can go luxury tax 8-9 years. Money not an issue. Like, it is a damn issue.
It clearly is a problem.
Y'all fired all these longtime staff. It's a problem. You don't want to pay him to just go away.
Nope. You don't want to settle.
You fucking fine. You made two dumb mistakes when hiring a coach. Okay. Like, the Pistons have done it like 8 times. Like, It happens.
Right.
You have to keep trying until you get it right.
Yeah.
You tried Tom Janovich, didn't work. Oh, let's get Phil Jackson back. I mean, you try to get him back again.
I'm going to say it again. Been saying it. The name is Lionel Hollins. Hire him. Nate McMillan. Hire him.
They need an interim. No, you need a bridge between.
If y'all want to freaking hire a Laker, go ahead and get Byron Scott. Try again.
Yeah, Byron Scott has worked and has not worked.
So, I mean, Kobe likes him, I guess.
I mean,
so
he was,
we'll see.
He was gonna
Magic
be,
Johnson likes him. James Worthy likes him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean. Well,
he would have been chosen, I think.
He'd be good.
If he didn't take the Cleveland job the year before Phil Jackson left, he would have had the job.
Laker fans would love it. It'd be a much better PR move than what you're doing now.
Yeah, they need a stopgap. Like, you're in this window when you're trying to get better to compete for a championship. There's 3 to 4 years that Jim Buss said that he's going to give before he just gives up.
I know
up.
Some Laker fans were like, oh, well, shit, let's just suck then for the next 3 to 4 years and get him out.
Yeah. Like, oh, you don't think you can do the job? That's why, like, with this summer, like,
let's just suck for 3 to 4 years so he can just automatically go.
Yeah.
Now, he said 3 or 4. Which one is it, Jim?
3 to 4 years.
Which one is it? Is it 3 or is it 4? Because after 3 years, I'm going to say, well, if y'all ain't done nothing, give me one more year.
I need to see what Lakers doing the next 2 years.
Hey, Kobe said 2 years. Kobe said, we got to win now.
Yeah,
so what are y'all going to do, Kobe? What's happening? Because y'all bringing back D'Antoni, clearly. So we clearly going to still have the run and gun. What you going to do? What pieces are you going to get to fit? Tell me. Gasol's gone. What big you going to use? What big you going to get? Andrew Wiggins is that guy now, clearly, for that type of system. He would fit.
Yeah, this is not a big man league.
If they get the number one pick, top three pick. No, they're not. I'm going on record saying now. If they do, it's a conspiracy. No, they're not.
That's why I think they're going to get it.
No, they're not. They're the 6th worst team.
That don't mean, hey.
Let me tell you something. They
but
better
the
12th not.
Worst team.
Adam Silver, do not do what David Stern was doing. Do not. You give that pick to Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks better have a top three. They better have a top two. If the Lakers get the number one pick, that's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's why I think they're going to get a top three. Because if you get the number one, if the Lakers get the number one pick,
they cheated. For Kevin Love.
They cheated.
Traded for Kevin Love then. Period. Traded for Kevin
that
Love.
That ain't enough. That ain't enough. You're like, all right, so Kevin Love making like double digits. He make like six or what else you get. I mean, contractually.
Real spit though? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I need, you giving me this pick and what? Like, I'm giving up my franchise. I need picks. I need players.
Paul Gasol on a sign and trade?
If they can do that, maybe. Maybe. But they ain't got no youth.
Yeah.
You give me Bazemore. Right? I'm not taking on Steve Nash's contract.
I'll give you Marshawn. They ain't got
nobody.
They
gonna give me some cash. You might have to do that. You might have to give me like.
They're gonna try to pull a Miami Heat,
the number one pick, and
they're gonna try to pull a Miami Heat, and it's not gonna work because there really is no.
That's not happening.
Third dominant for you guys. Yeah. I mean, you could try. You could say we're gonna re-sign Powell and add Carmelo. Not gonna happen. Why? Carmelo Anthony came out and said, he said, I will take less. I want to win. Now, since you want to win, sir, that means you're going to Houston, you're going to Chicago, you're going to, quote unquote, I've heard the Clippers randomly.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to one of those franchises. You are not going back to the New York Knicks. Phil Jackson already said he can come back if you want to, or he cannot come back. It don't matter to me. Fine, Phil. That is fine. Because if he don't come back, Phil Jackson, you really, really got your work cut out for you.
Since we already seen that the Big O was like, yeah, he need a dip.
Thank you. My favorite player of all time, my number one said it, needs to go to Chicago. I know he said Houston. But let's be honest, hate saying it, but if he wants to win, like be honestly in position to get a championship now, and you can just sign him, Chicago is your destination. That's where you're going, especially if you, yes, want to be in a big city too and be marketed. Yes, you're going to Chicago, the home of Jordan, where you can be with Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson and get these fools a punch that clearly they need in the playoffs. Right.
They need a score.
Clearly.
You can get the rock.
You got a coach who can teach you how to defend.
Yeah. You have a proven coach who has a system that
works.
Now that's what D'Antoni doesn't have. That's my gripe with the D'Antoni signing. If you want to keep him because of the injuries and it's cheap, I get that. But he doesn't have a system.
Nope.
That's my thing. If there was like, all right, we just injured, but we can clearly see these guys do this well. They execute well. We know with the Bulls, we're going to give maximum defensive effort all the damn time. We know with the Spurs, they're going to move the ball constantly. No one man holding it. They got a system.
And even Jerry Sloan. Houston, they live and die by the three.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of system in place, or at least it can be seen. That way, like, all right, well, what are these young dudes running in? Four small, one big, dumb shit. God. But yeah, Chicago would be the best. And I think he has a coach that can actually, like, he could buy in.
And my thing is, you have a team of veterans who are still young enough and who are also battle tested, who've battled with Miami. They've been there on the cusp of Miami, they've battled with Indiana. You know, they're tested. They've gone up against these teams. You know you're going to get maximum effort on the defensive side from Noah. You set. Dude, you come to a team where you are set. You ain't got to do nothing but play offense, really. That would basically be your job.
All you have to do
is to do your specialty, which is score points.
Yeah, all you have to do is score, rebound, which he can do. And play
and
solid
at least put
team
effort.
Defense.
Exactly. Put some effort in on D, and you're good.
Yeah. You're not going
to
be a great one-on-one.
And you're going to have to learn to move the ball. That's just, you're going to have to. Because Derrick Rose is going to be the main cat holding the rock.
Right.
So.
You are going to have this.
But there will be times where Derrick Rose on the bench.
Wade LeBron.
You in the game. Exactly. But you'll have. But they'll They're superstars. You can figure it out. They played together on the USA team. I'm sure they can figure it out.
It can work.
It's just we'll see, because we don't know how Derrick Rose is going to come back either. Speaking of the Knicks, bye Mike Woodson. It was
we knew that was coming.
Yeah, I mean you can't. I mean I feel bad for him because. It's not. It really is not all his fault. I mean, his team was.
Not all his fault.
Some of it, of course. Yes. You got to put some blame on the coach. His offense, but it's not all his fault.
They just.
They y'all couldn't kept. Do it. They kept shooting themselves
CAA,
in the foot.
The CAA involved players, which Phil Jackson is kind of like, yeah, all them dudes that y'all got in here, I'm trying to get rid of all of them.
And you heard that Donald Sterling apparently got in the way of that. Phil said what? No. Phil said he did. Apparently, Phil was trying to get rid of some cats. And Donald Sterling. And not Donald Sterling. Excuse me.
James Dolan. My boy Dolan.
James Dolan, of course. Rumor came out that he blocked it.
Oh.
And Phil came out and said, no, that's not the truth. But.
Oh, yeah.
If it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, damn it, I believe that he blocked it. I believe he blocked it. It was like, no, you can't fire my cats. No.
No.
I told you I'll give you total autonomy, but I lied a little bit. Mm-hmm. I said it for the press. Asshole.
Yeah, you knew that.
And then Phil Jackson, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard. He's trying to bring Lamar Odom. For what?
Yeah, so they can,
for what?
So they have first deals on him next season.
Well, he'll be home, so he'll be able to, keep his mind right. Oh, great. Bring him to New York. He's, 33, 34 years old? What is he going to do?
There's no drugs in New York.
Right? And what is he going to do anyway? What is he going to be, your starting small forward? Who cares?
Guess he back in, well,
I'll say oh, back he'll, in he'll replace Carmelo? Since Carmelo's apparently leaving. Yeah. Signs point to him leaving.
Yeah, they do.
He got to go. I'm sorry. To go.
Since we asked him about that. Should he? We've heard that. We've heard it brought up. Does Melo need to ask Phil Jackson straight up, are you going to coach this team soon? Are you willing to come down?
If I'm Carmelo, I would. If I'm Carmelo, I would have done that when he signed on to be with the Knicks. I'd have been like, man to motherfucking man, are you at some point going to come down and coach this team? If not, I might have to go, dude.
Yeah.
Because
I need a good.
I need a championship coach.
And you are.
And you are that, man. You got 11 of them. I mean, shoot.
Right.
I need me some of those.
Right.
So what are you going to do to get me some of those?
Right.
Period. I mean, seriously, if I'm Carmelo, that's what I'm coming at.
I mean,
man to man, dude. What are you going to do?
I mean, Chris Paul was like, I want Doc Rivers.
And get him here.
Yep.
And the racist son of a bitch got him there. I don't know what he did.
Racist ass.
I don't know how he pulled that off. He probably wasn't even there. Somebody represented him, and the GM was there. I'll take care of this. Don't worry.
Right.
But, hey, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Phil got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, he does. We got Senator Herb Cole sells the Bucks.
Thank you.
Fine offending. And saw that he put up 100 for a new arena to make sure they stay in Milwaukee. I'm like,
hey, that's good.
Yes.
That's nice. Good. That's a good gesture from him. Yeah. And you know what? It needs to go to somebody, though, who can promote them a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, look at Milwaukee. They're a sad bunch. No, I mean, when they had the big three, though, they was hot.
Mm-hmm.
You had Glenn Robinson, Ray Allen, Steph Cassell, and all them. It was all right.
They won with Alcindor and Big
O. You know what I'm saying? My boy played there. It was Milwaukee is not a bad place. It's not a bad city. It's not a terrible city to live in. But the team itself is pretty crappy.
Yeah, and nobody desiring to go there. So they had to figure something out. But I thought I was like, oh, okay, that's a nice gesture to make sure you want to stay in. Oh, owner who's trying to do something right.
Exactly.
What else we got? Oh, we had Rick Adelman.
Hey, happy trails.
Man.
You know, one of the best coaches ever.
Yeah, he's up there, man. He's
done it. He's won with several different teams, so clearly he has a system that works for him and for his players, and he knows how to use it. So clearly a system is what you need.
Right.
Like Chris said, clearly. So, I mean, happy trails to him. I know his wife has had some health issues.
Yeah, he's getting up in age.
And he's getting up there, too. And, you know, that good for him. Like we said on our last podcast, family always comes first.
Yeah.
And, you know, time comes, you got to take that step back and look at the big picture.
Lakers, you should have picked him up during that time. Yeah, he's had, you know, played for the Kings. Couldn't get past the Lakers.
Fucking Lakers. Damn it.
He coached Portland Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get past
Phil Jackson. Coach Lakers. Houston.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Houston. Yeah, this dude just, hey, man, he was great.
He was a very good coach.
Will be a Hall of Fame coach for sure.
I believe he's eighth all-time in wins. So, yeah, oh, yeah. Without question, he's going. He'll be there.
Who's not coming back, though? Tyrone Corbin. No new contract.
I mean, in all honesty, this season, I'm not going to say they tanked, but you knew they weren't going to win a whole lot. So, I mean, he was the definition of a lame duck coach who you pretty much knew was not coming back. As far as who they're going to replace him with, I don't know. I mean, right now you don't really have people flocking.
They need the number one damn pick.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't have people flocking to go to Utah, of course.
No, they don't.
But so,
you know, they need somebody who can develop the young.
They need a star right now, and they need a star.
Yeah, you need somebody in a wing position.
Yeah, Derek Favors is good. You need a two guard.
Yeah,
you got to keep Gordon Hayward.
Yeah,
you got to keep Derek Favors.
Yeah, you signed.
You got Trey Burke. You need a two.
Yeah, so, they need some wing dude who can just
get Marcus Smart.
They're trying to hope for Andrew Wiggins. Yo, if they're the number one pick, they're getting Andrew Wiggins, and I'm just like, they get all, and it's like, let's see. And they need a guy who can, you know,
unless you want to get Jabari Parker and slide.
Should have kept Jeff Hornacek. Yeah. But you need somebody, you need a Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah.
Somebody who can take this team. You're not expecting them to get to the playoff, but at least, like, see these guys develop so you see what talents you have. Like, make them look good so we can get trade pieces.
Exactly. Oh, and then I loved it. Fuck Brooklyn.
Dude. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I love that, man. I was like, I wasn't mad at him. But I was just,
I was like, damn, you got a lot of cojones, my friend.
Fuck Brooklyn.
Hey! And then the fans were like, oh, yeah.
You love that. You just not like,
I wasn't expecting him to say that.
It didn't hit me for like a good
4 or 5 seconds. Because he said it so subtle. He said it so subtle. Because
he said it like a fan. You were just like, I love it. And then at some point I was like, wait, this is the
GM. General manager. You can't say that, dude. You're going to be in trouble. You're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, it almost sounded like he tried to say it under his breath, but the mic was there. So it was like, fuck. The people heard me.
That's what he was like. I know he tried to do it like that.
And it's so cold because you are like, not expecting
it. Brooklyn. Be like, damn. Yeah, at a pep rally? Of course. You'd be like, yeah. That's what we all thinking.
Yeah. But, yeah, you knew he was going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, he was like, damn. Because, yeah, you see, if you're a player and you see him, you just be like, damn, dog. High five, though. That was kind of sick, though. That was kind of sick. I give you props.
I give you props for saying it.
I was like,
I give you credit for saying it, but it's kind of like,
that's one of you taking hit, but for your people in your franchise.
Oh, your fans love you.
Yeah,
they're like, you better keep this GM right here.
Yeah.
He is real.
Yeah,
he's real. We're keeping it real. Goes wrong.
I'm saying. He's like, ugh. Stop shooting for your boss.
Oh my gosh.
That is awesome. Like, I didn't know you were like that. Well, allow me to reintroduce myself. And
this is great.
And we're gonna give these quick shout outs to the award winner so far before we
called it. Did I not say if he didn't get that motherfucking award
player of the year?
Thank you. Yeah. We would have had a problem.
Yeah.
I'm glad the NBA got it right.
No, that was good. I was some shocked my coach got it.
Are you serious? I told you. That's what I said. I told you.
Well, I mean, he was up there, but
my thing is, I think because the job he did this season, I mean, consider.
I mean, yeah.
He's the whole team.
Rest everybody.
I'm resting y'all. he is the only coach who rests his star players throughout the season and still wins.
Yeah.
And I mean, they got the number one seed again. Yeah. Their best record in the league.
Yeah, you put up 62 wins when your team is not healthy pretty much all season. Duncan was hurt. Parker was out. Kawhi Leonard was out. We were sucking.
And then, this is exactly why I say I don't give a fuck about injuries. Because everybody got to deal with them. Yeah. So, Lakers, deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear injuries as no excuse.
You're playing your guys all these minutes.
Thank you.
Kevin Durant tired.
When your guys go down, you play who you got.
That's why you
And you make it work.
Yeah, you use
And
your
you
bench.
Have a system.
I mean, yeah.
Jesus.
Nobody averaged 30 minutes. You win 62 games, and you win the most road games.
That's what I'm saying.
Like 30 or 33 games on the road. Like,
that's why I'm like, it's not. Yeah, I was not shocked.
I wasn't surprised. I knew he was going to be in the top. I guess I wasn't shocked that he was going to get. I was just like, I thought Jeff Hornacek had it. But maybe it's because he didn't make the playoffs. But Jeff Hornacek, I was like, I expected. So this putting this up from Greg Popovich, as a Spurs fan, it was really good. But it was like, dude, we going to win first play. We was going to do that anyway. Just maybe not on the – I didn't expect it with all them injuries. I expected Phoenix to be fighting for the number one pick. And I'm like, y'all were like a game away from getting to the playoffs in the West.
Had they made the playoffs, he would have got it.
Yeah.
He would have got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of your boy Pop, just real quick side note. You know, hope everything goes well for the Sager family.
Definitely.
You know, we all know he's in the hospital. You saw what your boy Popovich did.
That
with
was
his son. I'm be nice.
He said, "Come back hurt." I mean, everybody's pulling for him.
Of course.
You know,
I mean, we all make light of the suits he wears, you know, and all that stuff.
The,
but
the playoffs are not the same without
him. It's not. So, you know, it was good to see Popovich, you know, come out and be a little funny with his son.
Saw the crew wear Sager's suits. And, you know, everybody's wishing him well wishes.
Course,
you know, we are
course.
From here from Sports Happy Hour and the Black is that
we definitely
speedy recovery.
Definitely.
Family,
man. Definitely.
I was like, the playoffs are not the same. It's just not. He's like,
it's not. Yeah, something's wrong. And man, we want you back, man. We definitely do. So yeah, speedy recovery. Hope everything goes well. And you know, we wish you the best.
Yep. Goran Dragic, one of the most improved.
Hey, good deal. I mean, at least somebody from Phoenix got something.
Yeah, so, he was a little kind. You know, kind of like
He's improved.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. He really has.
They traded me away. They brought me back.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know what that dude. And I saw Mike Conley win Sportsmanship Award.
Nice.
Mike Conley just
killing. Hey.
In a sports
an underrated point guard, man. One of the better ones in the league that nobody really talks about. But he makes that team go.
Yeah.
So.
All right, y'all. So we're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back. And we jumping into the playoffs.
For sure.
Let's go. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Check me out, y'all. Nasty Nas in your area. About to cause mass hysteria. Before a blunt, I take out my fronts. Then I start the front. Matter of fact, I'll be on a manhunt. You couldn't catch me in the streets without a ton of reefer. That's like Malcolm X catching a jungle fever. King poetic, too much flavor, I'm major. Atlanta ain't braver, I pull a number like a pager. Cause I'm an ace when I face the base. 40 side is the place that is giving me grace. Now wait, another dose, say you might be dead. And I'm a Nike head. I wear chains that excite the feds. Ain't a damn thing gonna change. I'ma perform a strange show to Mike. Warmer was born the game. Now, why did you do it? You know you got the mad fat fluid when you rhyme. It's halftime. It's halftime. Was like that. I got it him. Now you never get the mic back. When I attack, there ain't an army that can. strike back. So I react never calmly on a hype track. I set it off with my own rhyme, cause I'm as ill as a convict who kills for phone time. I'm max like a sex, a flex like sex in your stereo sets. Nas a catch wreck. I used to hustle, now all I do is relax and strive. When I was young, I was a fan of the Jackson 5. I drop jewels, wear jewels, hope to never run it with more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach. Nasty Nas has to rise, cause of wise. This is exercise till the microphone dies. Back in 83, I was an MC sparking, but I was too scared to grab the mics in the parks and kick my little raps, cause I thought niggas wouldn't understand. And now in every jam, I'm a fucking man. I rap in front of more niggas than in the slave ships. I used to watch chips, now I load plot clips. I got to have it, I miss Mr. Magic. Versatile, my style switches like a faggot, but not bisexual. I'm an intellectual, a rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man, you can't near it understand, cause in the streets I'm well known like the number man. In my place with the bass and format, explore rap, and tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul. Whenever I freestyle, I see trial, niggas say I'm wow. I hate a rhyme fighter's rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lamer Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to give us any comments, any feedback? Y'all just want to chop it up, talk some sports? Hit us up on email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Call the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Definitely hit us up and let us know your thoughts, folks. Let us know.
So, yeah, it is that time. That's the most wonderful time of the year. NBA playoffs, baby. This is, man, 4 playoff games on a weekday, on a Saturday. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing. Scandal, Game of Thrones, all of that. Mad Men, housewives who love basketball and love hip hop and hanging from showers, getting their fuck on. You know what? All of that, Boondocks. Even my KC's hit me up. You want to watch this? It's a playoff game on. Sorry. I don't want to watch nothing. We'll just tape it. I'll catch up in like a week.
The playoffs has just been too exciting.
It's too many games, man. I can't handle it.
And just the last second shots and all the overtimes
and full 4-point plays.
And then the physicality and all that. Hey, man, it's here.
Yeah,
this is what we've been waiting for.
The second season, this one, you know, we see your game really improve. Who takes it to the next level? Who is going to make a name for themselves?
Yep.
Are you as good as we think you are?
Yep.
We've been hearing a lot of that. So we're going to start in the East.
Let's just get it started.
Yo squad last night.
We did it.
What's up?
We had to win that game. And
y'all won the damn thing.
I got to give love to Mike Dunleavy. We needed some kind of spark. We needed somebody to give us a boost. And he came out firing.
Man.
8 threes. What? We knew the man could shoot, but now I'm like, keep shooting. Keep shooting.
12 of 19, 8 of 10 from 3.
Efficient.
5 rebounds, 3 assists. 35 in 40 minutes. Yeah, that's what y'all need.
That's what we needed. And hopefully, I think now he has earned himself a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we need. We need offense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is a guy that
Can get hot,
as you can see. And I mean, when he has it going, he can keep it going for a while. So, you know, DJ Augustine struggled, you know, Dunleavy took his place and came up big. So that was a must win game for us without question.
Can't go down 0-3.
Cannot go down 0-3.
After blowing the first two games, you know, I was like, my brother is sitting there like throwing shit at the wall.
I was
like,
sitting here.
Really?
Like,
we lost?
I don't want to talk to nobody. Especially after the game two loss, I was just like, all you got to do is make these free throws. Clank the first one. Okay, now we.
Which you shouldn't have got fouled. That wasn't a foul anyway, but it was like.
It was just like, yeah.
First two games at home. So, I mean, they came out. I mean, I had them in six. I had the Bulls in six.
I did too. So
we'll see if they make that happen.
But this was the series I was worried about. This is the team I was like, they're young, and young teams are the teams that I tend to worry about just because I don't know how they're going to react in the big moment. Right. And I mean, clearly, it's not too big for John Wall or Bradley Beal. These fools are stroking it now. Mm-hmm. After struggling through game one, they are killing now. So
I mean,
and I mean, hey,
Todd and Nene, nice front.
But we will see if Nene will be playing game four. As we all saw the little scuffle he had with Jimmy Butler. Hey, props to Jimmy Butler for not backing down.
Hell no, he went in there.
He was like, hey, head to head.
Right, you put your head in, I'm not moving. And obviously said something, or he was like,
he started choking. He put the hands on the throat. I'm like, whoa.
I saw it. I was like, oh, he was watching Inside the NBA last night. Jar Bar, here, let me hold your head. Put your head here. I'm like, you about to knee him? Some jujitsu.
I was like, yeah, he put the hands on the throat, and I'm like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got ejected.
Which he should have. I was like, he getting ejected. Will he play? I would think so.
And there's question. Because apparently, I didn't see it, but apparently Gortat came off the bench during the scuffle. But Tom Thibodeau called a timeout during the scuffle. So there's question of, you know, does it apply and blah, 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 and all the rules. We all know how it goes. If you step off the bench, you have to suspend it automatically. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, as an actual fan who likes basketball, I don't want to win that way. I want to win. I want to beat your ass with your team. Full. Let's go.
They shouldn't.
So it is what it is. But, I mean, last night the Bulls showed a lot more energy than they clearly showed in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready. So, and I think that fight might have woken them up. Right. I think that might have awoken this team now. So they're like, all right. And apparently Noah had a little altercation with the security guard from Washington yesterday during shoot around. So I'm like, They're poking the beast a little bit now. You like y'all
Jimmy Butler woke up. I mean, we already had Gilbert Arenas
early in the
matchups talking shit.
Yep.
Like I forgot what he tweeted, but it was on the sense like, oh, he's like the baby Bulls or some shit. Like, it was
my
like,
thing is keep poking the Bulls. You keep poking a team like that who wants to get physical, who wants to start some stuff,
mm-hmm.
who wants to get. Hey, that fight was right up the alley. That's what we need. All right, cool. That's what we needed. We awake now.
Yep.
Let's go. Y'all want to get physical? Let's get physical. And then from last night, what else we got up in here?
We got Brooklyn pulling out that W.
Close win.
Man.
I mean, Toronto, they're inching so close to pulling out these games, but they just cannot. They can't
sloppy.
Finish. They can't finish at the end. And
that Landry Fields who went out and touched it last. He's like, stop.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. But hey, DeMar DeRozan, it wasn't on TV that much, you know, getting to see this dude. This dude is sick.
He can ball, man. He can score. Yeah. He can ball. The one question we have always had with him is, can he shoot? He has not been able to shoot threes consistently. He's worked on it. It's a little bit better. So, but I mean, the man got game. I mean, clearly you see why they signed
13
him.
13 or 15 from the line. I mean, the dude gets to the line. One of the top players in that. And
he attacks the rim.
Fourth quarter scorers. This dude is nice. So he's definitely deserving to see him as an all-star. You're like, all right.
Everybody picked Brooklyn. I'm sure everybody picked Brooklyn to, quote-unquote, upset Toronto. But, I mean, I knew Toronto wasn't going out without no fight.
Mm-mm.
I did have Brooklyn winning. I have them pulling it out in six just because of inexperience all Toronto's in. And it looks like it may get to there. You know, who knows? Toronto may pull back in. I don't know. So they're keeping it close, though. They are keeping it close. Now, Brooklyn's in. You know,
I had them in seven. I think this is going
to
be a seven.
To me, Brooklyn can't afford to go seven. They can't. I just think because they're up there in age,
right,
with the wear and tear they're taking, they cannot afford to go seven games. Otherwise, they're going to get smacked in the next series. I don't even think it's going to be. If they go seven games with Toronto, the next series with Miami, if Miami looks like they're going to pull it out, they're going to get their asses kicked. It wouldn't surprise. If they go seven games, it would not surprise me if Miami sweeps them. Just because I think they're just going to be so worn and tired. They're not going to have enough energy.
I can see that.
Personally.
Pierce stepped up.
They have to win.
That's why they brought me here.
At max in six. At max in six. They can't go seven.
Yeah, I mean, they have to come out and really win.
They need to win in five.
Yeah. If they win game four, they should be all right. If it goes back tied up, going back to Toronto, you know, pressure. I mean, yeah, pressure's back home, Brooklyn.
They're in a little bit of trouble.
That series has been good. Darren Williams stepped up last night.
And then the other two series that I really haven't.
Yeah, we'll get it. Let's do Miami first. You know, since to me they had, to me out of all eight series, they had the easiest, you know, beating them 19 in a row. Going out now to Al Jefferson, you know, playing for
Charlotte's earning a lot of respect from me though. Mm-hmm. They're playing hard. They're playing these fools tough. Hey.
Oh no, Al Jefferson.
They are playing.
I'm watching Al Jefferson. I'm so want him to be healthy.
Right. I was like, first game and you get plantar fasciitis, dude. Word. Come on.
He's still putting up numbers. So yep. He like, if he was healthy, he'd be killing.
He'd be murdering him.
Kemba Walker.
And that's why I gave them a fighting chance, was because of Al Jefferson. Because he is in that one.
Oh, yeah, I knew he was gonna do his thing.
He was going to beat. So, and then, of course, we got LeBron.
Yeah. This was the 80s. I would have got back up and swung.
Okay, LeBron, whatever you say.
Dude.
Stop complaining about getting hit. How about you get back up and get in his face then? My thing is, you don't have to swing, but at least get back up and do face. Mm-hmm. Get in his face. Be like, look, fool, do it again. Do it again.
He's like, I don't want to do nothing to get my team. I'm like, well, fine, but you can, you don't have to swing back.
That's what I'm like.
And to get a flagrant.
I lied Jimmy Butler last night.
Right.
He ain't do nothing.
You just commit a hard foul.
Something.
Oh, well, you get a flagrant one. Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah, just don't do, like.
Just show these fools. Yeah. It's starting to become the same crap that people were saying about Blake Griffin. This old soft crap. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to look at LeBron and call his ass soft. Because I'm tired. I am so sick and tired of hearing Miami complain about hard foul. You're fouling me too hard. You're getting fouled too hard.
Now, the Josh McRoberts, yes, that should have been a damn flagrant foul. I don't think he was.
He was not aiming for the neck.
I think he.
But he was. He wanted to.
Instead of taking the charge, he was going to foul him, I guess. He
was
going
to bump him. Yeah. He was going to get on him.
As tall as he is, he puts his joints up 90 degrees and kind of like, in a sense, braces for the impact, but like it was right at LeBron James' head.
It just happened to be that way.
And because it's LeBron James, he should at least got a damn flagrant one. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they didn't call nothing
was a bad. Yeah, that was bad on their part.
That was a little.
That was cold.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. And this is what. And that was. I'm like, that was in Miami.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is in Miami too. At the end of the game, he'd just be like, get him out.
Yeah,
and then you know it's at the end of the game. It don't matter. You just throw him out. You know, he think, I don't think 20 grand was enough. I was like, well, if he's not getting suspended a game for that.
No,
he should have got kicked out the game.
I'm like, yes, in the '80s, yes, that would have been. Oh my God. That would have been a technical. No.
You know what?
If
this was the '80s, you know what you do? You deal with it.
You get up and get in that fool's face. Yeah.
What you would do is you'd actually like file somebody hard too.
Yep. You get retaliation on the other end.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not say, all right, well, next time I'm gonna just swing
baseball.
Right at his head.
Like you baseball. Like, right. You throw a pitch at one of my batters, I'm gonna throw one at one of yours.
It's an unwritten rule.
Thank you. So, I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about this.
It's about his fucking image. I don't want to do nothing that people are going to think. I'm like, nobody's saying you
think I'm a thug.
Right. Dude, oh like, God. When he don't somebody come down the lane again, when he come, you just intentionally foul him.
Well, instead of being a quote-unquote thug, you're showing me you're a quote-unquote punk.
Yeah. Just aim for the ball.
When he go at, dude, you're bigger than all these cats, man. Show a little something.
He played 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, you better play like a damn 5 then.
Show me something, man.
When Josh McRoberts come down the hole, you just swipe for the ball extra hard.
There you go.
Just be like, And then when he try to go up, you hold him. And if he talk like, what? All right. And then you just.
I know y'all on.
Your teammates will come get you. The ref will get in the way. And you just move the hell on. That's it. That's what you do.
I know y'all on First Take or probably. I saw y'all questioning Kevin Durant's toughness. How about you start questioning LeBron's?
We don't want to speak bad about LeBron. No.
Question for Monday needs to be, is LeBron James too nice? Is he soft? That needs to be a topic question because it needs to be answered.
Yeah, if he's going to come in today.
If this was the 80s.
Game 3. Yeah, if this was the 80s, you would just foul hard back.
This was the 80s. Cats would be pushing you around the way you act.
But I'm like, dude, you're like. A small forward, Karl Malone.
Yeah, right.
Like, you ain't Kevin Durant size. You ain't just long and lanky.
You're big.
Yeah.
You're built.
Fucking 6'8", 260.
You got
Yes, you're going to get fouled hard. You know, I don't want to hear Shaq like, I'm getting fouled hard. I was like, he might say, yeah, they put a little extra heat on me, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. All you say, I don't like it. And then what you do, keep coming. I'm going to just keep dunking on your ass.
Exactly.
I'm taking you up. I'm going to get in your face. You found me hard. I'm getting in your face. And then I'm coming back, and I'm yamming on you again. And yep. I'm going to yam on you again. And I'm going to like, all right, stop me. You're going to have to foul me hard because I'm putting my nuts in your face. On posterize your ass. That's what you do. Stop whining. Man,
seriously.
You know, you're going to get hit extra hard. Yep. Like, because you big, dude. I'm going to hit you hard.
So they'll probably end up sweeping Charlotte.
I got them in five. I still hope they pull one out. But they've done a good job.
Oh, yeah. You know? Charlotte has earned my respect, yeah. Man. They are fighting hard.
They are a wing, elite wing away from something real serious. Mm-hmm. From being in that top four.
And then we got the team that... Oh, it's tied right now, 35-all. They look like they may lose in the first round.
Man.
The Indiana Pacers. I don't know what is going on behind the scenes in that locker room. But they don't look like they give a fuck. They really don't look like they care whether they win, lose, or whatever. It's like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, they need some... It's been lost.
The body language is horrible.
We've already heard Frank Vogel's job is not safe. Line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it. I can see that.
Do you agree that Roy Hibbert should be benched?
I don't think he should be benched. I just think he should play less minutes.
Well, his minutes have been dwindling game by game.
Well, it's not all his fault. I just think the matchup is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not in, if Elton Brand is in, you put him in, you know. When you do have him in, you need to use him offensively. It's just not a matchup for him.
He's not making any shots. He's getting blocked by Paul Millsap.
His confidence is shot. For him being pulled out of the starting lineup would probably just lose him. You might lose him for the rest of the playoffs. And you can say, like, all right, well.
I'm sorry to say, dude, you're getting paid like a top player. You need to one.
I just say you just yank him early. I think you put it. I think just how some other teams do. I think you go to him early. First, you know, at least him and West try to establish some, you know, paint work, and then after a few minutes, you pull him out, play Scola.
Yeah, you got to go with Scola, man.
I think Scola will probably get more minutes than Roy Hibbert. I don't think you should.
He can't even rebound or block shot. Like he's not doing. He's just there. He's doing nothing. He's just taking up space.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, brother, you're getting $11, $12 million. You need to man the hell up and start playing some damn basketball.
But I came front. Now that I'm thinking of what would my coach do? What would Greg Popovich do? I'm
like, sit him down.
He probably would sit him
down. He'd sit him down and say, you know what? You need a game to figure out what you're trying to do here.
Oh, he'd probably bring him off the bench.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Coach Vogel, you playing for your job. You need to put in your best five. And George Hill also ain't part of that best five because he's looking like garbage too. Former Spur.
Yeah.
Spurs are like,
that trade, that was an even trade. Not no more. Like, now it's like.
Who would you rather have, Kawhi Leonard or George Hill? Is that even a question? Is that even a question?
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're all playing rough.
They're playing terrible.
Yeah, Roy Hibbert did start today.
Except for the one. Quote unquote selfish player. I mean, Lance Stephenson is playing. Yeah. He's playing. He's trying to win. I don't know about the rest of y'all, even Paul George. And he's, you know, I'm so sick of him being so nonchalant and complacent in these damn interviews. Show a little fire, man. My gosh, dude, all of these players. Well, you know, we're just trying to play hard. And it's like, God, Jesus. Show a little passion. Something, dude. You're down 2 to the number 8 seed.
Yep.
Be a little ticked. Be a little mad. Please. Be like, you know what? I don't know what the problem is. I'm starting to get a little pissed off. We got to play better. Period. That's just what it is. Show a little passion, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. We will not think any less of you. In fact, I will think better of you because it shows me that you want it. Like the way they're looking in these interviews. That's why I say it don't even look like they care whether they win or lose. I want to see some passion.
Yep. They have to show some kind of heart.
Show me some threat. Dude, they're down 4 now. Now it's 41-37 Atlanta.
Well, Roy Hibbert did start.
If they go down three, if they down 1-3 to Atlanta, what's happening? What's going to happen?
Roy Hibbert getting pulled.
What's going to happen? If they lose in the first round, is Frank Vogel gone? Yes.
Yes, he's gone.
And then what's going to happen? We need to trade Roy Hibbert. Of course you do, after paying him all that damn money.
Yeah, Portland tried to keep him. Y'all matched. You know, but I mean, you don't know. He's not great offensively.
Nope.
He should be way better defensively than he is right now. He should be able to do enough to, you know, to get some work. Now, he has 6 points. He was 3 of 5, 2 blocks. He just got 2 fouls. And Lance Stephenson got 2 fouls.
Well, what are you going to do? So,
and Mahimi got 3 fouls?
Oh, Lord.
So they're having to go small. But if they lose, Frank Vogel's gone. And I don't know if Lance Stephenson coming back.
Probably
George
not.
George Hill is going to get shopped.
Yep. Oh, it's going to just be. Yeah. Oh, great.
Because he needs to do one or the other.
Yeah.
He either needs to, if they're not going to use him offensively, he needs to at least be able to shut down his guard. Jeff Teague has been eating him.
Oh, alive. Oh, alive. Jeff Teague has brought his game to another level in these playoffs.
This dude, you know, it seems like he always puts up quiet numbers in the season.
But he's blown up in the playoffs.
I ain't going to front. I think they said Atlanta was sagging behind San Antonio after Dallas fell off for like most consecutive playoff appearances. They've been to like, I think, 8 or 9. They've been a hard out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give them that. They have series where they choke, but it's been a lot of the series. I remember they took Boston 7 in the year they won. I mean, they make it rough in the playoffs. They just can't.
It's not an easy win.
Them. Nah, and
never just, easy win.
Paul Millsap hooping. Kyle Korver just been money.
Damari Carroll.
Yep.
So, hey.
Pearl Antic. I mean, I just want Al Horford to get healthy, man. Because Al Horford, man,
Al Horford was healthy, they'd be smacking Indiana right now. It wouldn't even be close.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be no damn
They'd be
AC.
Kicking their butt. Yeah, they wouldn't be the AC. So, we'll see.
Hey, man.
And then moving on to the Western Conference.
So, who do I like so far? I still had Indiana in 7. I'm not ready to give that up yet.
Yeah, I had Indian 6. So,
but they if they lose,
as far as I'm concerned, that ain't gonna happen.
If they lose today,
that's a wrap, son.
Yeah,
it's a wrap, son.
They can still win it, but it's just like y'all need to. They have to lose this game by like 2 points in a close contest. If they just get their butts mopped, yeah, it ain't going back.
Nope.
Oh, I mean, they got to go back, but I mean,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So out to the West.
With the series that I thought was going to be an upset, I had Portland winning in 6.
I had Houston in 7.
Ooh, and if it wasn't for that freaking rookie, this is where you make names for yourself. If it wasn't for the rookie, Portland be winning. Portland be up 3-0 right now.
That's why I love it, man. I had to trip to, wasn't it? Troy Daniels. That's what I love. That is one of the things I love about the NBA playoffs is when the dude who just been on the bench and ain't getting much time
comes in and makes
a big play.
And now he probably made himself another contract.
He was on the podium.
He earned himself a contract.
Did he play well in the D League?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully.
He can shoot. And that's what Damian Lillard said, that they knew he could shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with Damian Lillard that you'd rather him making that than James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel you on that. I'd rather this no-name rookie kill me than, you know, freaking we just let James Harden just leave him open.
Give him props. He stepped up.
In a big moment.
Talk.
Yeah.
And they needed it because James Harden was playing like
13 of 35, dog.
I think he's had like 87 shots in like 3 games.
This is why I called Houston overrated, and I've been calling them overrated because of all this.
9 rebounds.
Because of all this living and dying by the three.
3 of 11 from three.
They're overrated, dude. Where's your power forward? And this is why I said they didn't have a power forward. Who was? It looked like nobody was guarding LaMarcus Aldridge first 2 games, dropping 40 and 40.
Killing.
Seriously,
who was
guarding him? Casper. And then you know they double teamed him last game. Smart, finally. Oh, and then Damian Lillard just went nuts. And Lillard was like, oh, fine, I'll go nuts then.
Damian Lillard, now that is what you want out of a damn top 3 lottery pick, and he was picking 9th.
Yeah, I was about to say he wasn't top 3.
That's what I'm saying. But this is what.
That's what you. If you pick somebody number 1, that's what you better be giving me.
Who's that?
Out of what? Liberty? Whatever.
Say Weber State.
Weber State? Kidding me?
Played what? I think
that goes to show you.
Junior or senior?
Thank you.
Came out. This dude is mature. Damian Lillard, he is moving
himself up into that upper echelon of point guards.
Yeah.
No question.
Big shots. 30 points, 9-16.
As a freaking Bulls fan, I hate to say it, he is moving past Derrick Rose.
He's moving up there, man.
He is moving past my boy Derrick Rose.
He is getting up.
He might have an MVP in his cupboard at some point in his career. Because the man is unbelievable.
Yeah. He's just like LaMarcus Aldridge first. I mean, he's been consistent. LaMarcus Aldridge has just been like, damn. 40 and 40. Like,
you knew he could do that on the road. But you knew he could do that.
But to actually do it in the playoffs and be like,
like, okay, Damian Lillard, you have seen him grow.
Yeah. But they both of them, you're like, wow. LaMarcus Aldridge, like, hey, maybe it ain't Blake Griffin who's the best power forward in the game.
Thank you.
You like,
don't underestimate me.
Moves.
Inside out. He showed Dwight Howard how you play offense in the post. This is how you do it.
Very Duncan-esque.
I can hit the J. I can post you up 50 different ways. Nothing. And I'm killing you on defense.
Mm-hmm. You've been stepping this defensive game up. You know, Robin Lopez.
And Nicholas Batum
was almost a Spur.
If he had hit that shot last night, oof.
It was a not open
shot.
But
he hit that clutch shot to send him to OT. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is why I picked them to finish second in the division to start the season. Because I'm like, healthy like this? Yes, they are scary.
Yeah,
they're scary.
You getting that? You know, Mo Williams went for 17 last night.
Wesley Matthews is playing good D on James Harden. Mm,
they're, you know, that's why I had them in. I had Rockets in 7, but this is an even matchup.
And props team to their coach, man,
Terry Stotts.
He's been around, and the man can coach.
Yeah, he's getting them to compete. He is. That's
clearly can coach. So I'm.
And on the other end, okay, are you? Yes, I do think. I do think Jeremy Lin should have pulled up an 8 more clock. However, they were up 3, and there was a win. Now, if he made it, it would have been like, oh, they up 5. That was it. But then it was like he missing. I was like, oh, and then come down Batum 3, tie game. You like, fuck. But, I mean, Jeremy Lin has been battling in this series.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know he found Troy Daniels. He's been really aggressive.
He's been
getting to the rock.
He knows his role.
Yeah, he brings the offense, and he played better defense yesterday because he knows he has to put some up on the defensive end. So exactly. I'm liking his fight. You know, he could have been frustrated, which he was, but they kind of were like, "Stay up, we need you," and he kept playing. And you know, when James Harden has been looking like ass. You know, Jeremy Lin has the one who's been aggressive in making shots. So, you know, Dwight Howard. I remember with Shaq last game? Oh, he dominating. That's what you do. Second half, nothing. You know, he's been putting up decent numbers. Mm-hmm. I like the last rebound where he went up and grabbed it because there was a couple games. LaMarcus Aldridge was just getting boards from him. And Lillard stealing them. You like, the hell, man?
What's wrong with you?
You know, he was 4-6. I mean, he's trying at the free throw line, still making them. You know, team suck. I mean, James Harden, I remember in OKC when they was mentioning that he was a good defender. Oh, he might be a better defender. This dude played shit defense. I mean, people were like, he played no defense. And I'm like,
because
Lillard was like,
eating him alive. Yep.
I'm just, oh, you guarding Dame Lillard? Nah, I think I'd rather have Jeremy Lin guard him because you ain't doing nothing. He's just getting blown by.
Oh, man. So, hey, possible upset there.
Yeah. Possible upset.
You know, that's one of them things where, you know, James Harden hasn't always been clutch.
Nope.
You know, I know he played well versus us in that series, but.
And it's one thing to be the third guy. Mm-hmm. As opposed to being the number one dude.
Yes, it is. So everybody like, well, he was still in there. He'd be like, there's no pressure.
Exactly.
You know, he is the third wheel because he ain't better than Westbrook. He's not.
He was not better than Westbrook. He's not better than Durant. So no. He was the third guy. So, yes, it's different when it's your team, when it's mm-hmm. when you got to run the show. So,
speaking of them,
another potential upset.
Man,
is what I'm like.
This bit, you knew the West. I was like, I want to watch every damn Western playoff game this season because you was like, these matchups are awesome.
Yep.
I mean,
they're all
they
good.
Already got they're they, all good. They got history. When James Harden was on the team, they took them to seven.
Yep.
You know, and then Memphis beat them last year.
They have had some struggles against Memphis. So,
and you know, Memphis
and now Memphis you know, up two.
We didn't actually think they was gonna get in the playoffs, and you know, they got the seven, wanted OKC, and
they wanted them. I gotta give it to Memphis, man. They wanted. They're like, you know what? Nobody gave us a chance, so F this. Let's go in and kill these fools. Fight. Let's upset. Let's make this upset. Happened.
Z-Bo and Marcus.
And hey, Mike Conley is making big plays, big shots, and my man Tony Allen, boy, he is locking down cats. Yeah,
he is playing.
Kevin Durant can't do nothing.
And making the dumbest ass. I'm like, he's never heard of don't foul a jump shooter. Just hitting everybody. And then like I swear to you, when that were down with that last and it was like 3 seconds left. And I'm gonna run, and in my head I was like, "Please, Tony Allen, don't be nowhere near the ball." He's like, "Shit, it's 3 seconds left."
Oh, you should have saw.
Why are you? Why are you anywhere? You're up by four.
You should have saw me last night with Tony Snell. We were up six, and they said it too. I hope nobody fouls him. Why were you trying to go for the steal? And then foul. He's shooting it from 60 feet. Word.
Right.
Oh, and he makes all three free throws. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, you know they're going to just keep running. All you do is just stay close.
Yep.
Maybe if he
don't swipe, don't like, nothing.
Just stay close. If you know, if he wants to take, just keep him close to make him keep running. And if he stops, then you just like
put your hands up. Yeah. That's it.
But not like I'm going to try to touch. Cuz yeah, Tony Allen, he just does that crap.
Put your hands behind your back.
I'm like, him, Westbrook and Durant getting 4-point play. Like,
that one by Durant was nuts.
Yeah.
That one was nuts.
I didn't really blame Gasol. He just got caught.
That one was
he
crazy.
He just got caught.
I mean, the shot was crazy.
He's like, I'm fouled.
I'm out of bounds. Swish. That just shows you how damn good of a shooter he is. I'm like, come on,
Kevin
dude.
Durant, shit. And then Westbrook, it's like.
That was just like.
Just hacked his ass. Put it in the foul. Like, damn it, Tony. But they pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we got to talk about, you know, the other team, OKC. Coach is a little hot seat himself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not with his organization, but fans is not happy. I'm hearing a lot of, is he coaching?
He needs to go. He needs to go. And then
is he running plays or he's just like, y'all do something?
And then y'all hear, and then you're hearing that basically it's the Durant Westbrook show. And nobody else
is Durant. Of course involved. It is. And Westbrook is taking a lot of the heat because, you know, as Jonathan has said on here many times, if I look at this
last game, he had like 2 assists. Yep. I'm like, dude, you're the point guard. You're not the shooting guard. You're the point guard. You see Chris Paul can throw 10, 12 assists and get his. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? That's what kills me with a lot of these point guards is that they have 35 points and 2 dimes. Why can't you get 24 and 12? Why can't you do that? You guys were at your best when Reggie Jackson was making shots, when Jeremy Lamb was hitting shots. Now them fools ain't doing nothing. They don't even touch the ball. No. Why? Because Westbrook's taking 27 damn shots. It's one thing for Kevin Westbrook. You are not better than Kevin Durant. Stop trying to prove it. You're not better than him. Let him shoot 20-some-odd shots.
See, I don't.
You take 5 to 10 less, and you use them other 5 to 10, you know, possessions to find your open teammates. You need, as the point guard, yes, you can have 20 points, but you should, at the very minimum, have at least 5 assists. At the very least, you should have 5 assists.
See, This is where we differ a little bit. Okay. He gets a lot of heat because he fits that role, because he's the quote-unquote point guard that he has to create. Why the fuck does Kevin Durant get to shoot all these shitty-ass threes?
I
don't like the fact that as Kevin Durant, he ain't create. It's like, oh, Westbrook got to create for everybody. Kevin Durant, oh, just shoot all the damn time you want, and you don't have to do nothing. That I don't like from Kevin Durant's side. I'm like, you create for your damn teammates. Why has it just got to be Westbrook that has to create? You didn't have no assists.
Yeah, and that is the problem.
Oh, no, then he did three. I'm looking at Serge Ibaka. But, I mean, his assists have been low. You know, Westbrook is boring. They are meant to do to just score. That's what they do. I do agree. I like to see Westbrook be more of a playmaker at times because he gets through the hole so easy. He should be able to create. But I've seen times when he tries to defer to Kevin Durant, and they're just like, "Nah, we ain't giving Kevin Durant ain't getting the ball." We could be like, "All right, well, let me just give it to Kevin Durant then." Oh, turnover, because they crowd him like.
But you, that's why you have to find your other teammates.
But he makes big shots, and that's part of. That's part of Scott Brooks' job. You know, Reggie Jackson has been fucking invisible. Jeremy Lamb ain't playing. You know, Caron Butler's getting more at a time. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, all right, what the heck? So that's another one. I had him in seven. I just think I think Augustine's going to pull it out. But damn, man, keep working at it, Memphis. Make him work. Yep. That's what we need. Hey, the Spurs today, fucking get back. Hey,
because they got smacked.
24 turnovers. Yeah, I was like.
Smacked last game. Oh, you know Greg Popovich got in them.
Oh, yeah.
He got in there.
I was like, I would hate to be at that practice tomorrow because he's going to be like, we watching all 24 turnovers. Show you every damn mistake that y'all made.
Over again.
Because that's not like them.
Yeah,
at all. I mean, I've been saying it.
The same game, he got the award too, right?
Yep. You know, Dallas is gonna fight. They so far have played really well. This is a rivalry game. This is a playoff. These teams is rivals in the playoffs.
Of course, they lost. That's out of character. Me getting an award celebration? What?
Yeah.
That just threw off a whole regimen.
Yeah, they've been. You know, that last game was ass, but I don't have no panic.
Hey,
I still got him in six.
Dallas, man. I knew it wasn't going to be easy out.
No, I mean.
Not at all.
Dirk is going to be Dirk.
Monte you know, Ellis. Jose Calderon. And
Devin Harris trying to look like the old
and,
six.
And your old teammate, DeJuan Blair.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy out. Mm-hmm. You know, but they got to come back a lot better on energy-wise. Because I was just like, this is. We've been struggling.
Juan Blair's like, see, finally somebody playing me in the playoffs. See?
Yep. But I ain't worried, man.
You shouldn't be. It's the Spurs. They're going to cruise
they got to do something better. Right now, I'm not worried, but I'm like, I need to see better. These first two games have not been that great. Except, you know, that last quarter, though, first game, they pulled it out, but now. Yeah, I need to see some things.
Now it has finally popped up on ESPN, and we're moving on to this team as well. The NBA is going to investigate Donald Sterling and that recording. Good. Give him throw the book at that fool. Yeah.
Now this series.
The first game was unbelievable. The first game was crazy. And I have to say, first of all, I give a lot of crap to a lot of players. So I only have to be fair, and Chris Paul. If y'all lose in the first round, I got to start asking some questions, bro. I do, because when it comes to superstars, we are all expecting them to win championships
or go deep in the playoffs.
Chris Paul has been in the league for a while. Mm-hmm. He has not progressed. I don't even think he's been to the finals, to the Western Conference Finals.
Nope.
So at some point, he's a great guy. And I get all that crap. But at some point, I got to say, what's the problem? If I did it to LeBron, if I did it to Carmelo, if I do it my own team, Kevin Durant, I got to ask you the same, bro. What's the problem?
He's in the same boat with Carmelo and Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard, you got to get me one, bro.
You got to
get one.
Dwight Howard has been to the finals.
I'm just saying.
You know, Carmelo has been to the Western Conference Finals.
I'm just saying. I'm saying.
You haven't gotten out. I think you've been to the second round like twice.
At some point. Yeah, I mean, I can't call you the best point guard in the league no more, my man. I can't do it. No, I can't.
No.
Tony Parker got rings.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Derrick Rose been to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, he.
Rajon Rondo got him a ring. I'm just saying.
He has to play. I mean, he's great.
He's fantastic.
I mean, he's, you know, he was getting sloppy. You know, game one, he's missed some free throws at the end of game.
Missed some clutch moments.
You know, he did in game one, missing them two, getting sloppy, and game three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, missing some free throws. You know, Blake Griffin has, you know, done his thing. He's come out.
He's balling.
Yeah. Outside that game one ref. He's doing
well. He has improved.
Yeah. He and DeAndre Jordan. Like, we need you to be
DeAndre Jordan is that.
That's why they paid him.
That. Roy Hibbert, take a page. That is how you're supposed to play. That is a guy who is focused on defense and is like, offense will come.
Well, that's what
he's grabbing 20-plus boards, blocking 5-6 shots. And, yeah, he gets 12, you know, 12-11 points.
Well, I mean, if it was athletic as fuck. And
I'm just saying. Roy Hibbert is 7-2.
Right.
So,
but this, yeah, I like that Doc came out when he got to the team and went directly to him.
I need you to be that defensive anchor. Yeah.
And he just, man.
Stepped his game up.
Very much. Like, this is what they thought when they signed him and to keep him. And he and Blake Griffin. I'm like, now you got that front court balling. That's what's up. You know, Matt Barnes is playing hard. You know, he saw that on the court, having to get his toe fixed. It was like, ugh. It was looking painful, man.
You got J.J. Redick back.
J.J. Redick looking Aaron good.
Collison and all them boys, so.
Jamal Crawford hitting big shots, sometimes taking stupid shots. You know, this is the fight. This out of all eight playoff games, this was going to be the one.
And then Stephen Curry, that man, that's why I say he is the best shooter in the league, bar none. Because, I mean, some of the shots he is taking, I'm like, how are you making these?
Yeah, I know.
He just like, it almost looks like he just throws it up. Like, he's not even trying, like, flip, boom, it's good.
Yeah, you'd be like, why is he always going for the three too many times? You're just like, I'm a dribble, I'm backing out. You're like, but you
then go in.
Like, damn.
Now that controversial play where everybody was like, it was a foul. I tweeted I saw it in slow motion several times. He easily could have been called for an offensive foul because he pushed off.
Yeah, you saw the form.
I'm like, dude. Everybody's like, hey, nobody mentioned it. Nope. And everybody's like, well, Chris Paul. I'm like. He pushed him off. Right. I lie, your Michael Jordan play that you don't like. He pushed
that play, but yeah,
pushed him.
He pushed his forearm up.
So yeah, Chris Paul, his momentum took him a little bit forward.
He kind of went in with him, but
I mean, the refs were not calling that.
Right.
Doc Rivers. The refs were not bailing anybody out on that.
No,
you knew they weren't calling that.
You know, they know there's going to be some contact, and a lot of times they know that the offensive player is going to try to initiate the contact. Yeah. I mean, look, remember that? When I heard Charles Barkley on him, I was like, well, I remember when that game Wisconsin was playing in the Final Four, and it was like, oh, they shouldn't have called that. Why they call that? They're not. Why don't you just let them play? I'm like, either you let them play or.
Don't call it.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, because damn. I'm like, oh, we can have game one. This refs just keep blowing the whistle all the time. You let them play. Why are you calling these ticky-tack fouls? I'm like, well, they're going to call it ticky-tack or they just going. And they can't. I read they get judged every game. They basically get report cards.
Oh, by their bosses?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So it's like, oh, you missed a call. It's like, well, yeah, if I miss a call.
I'm getting in trouble. Yeah,
they're going to tell me I missed a call. You missed this. Look, everybody, we all be complaining about the refs, and they have made a lot of bad calls in the playoffs. But, hey. I can't do that shit.
Nope.
I'd probably be like, I missed every damn thing. Like, I didn't see that. That looked like a foul.
Their players would be yelling at me all the time.
Yeah.
What's the problem? I didn't see it.
You know, I got a question on the rim. Hold on. But let me finish with Golden State. Klay Thompson.
Hey.
All-star. Another one of them.
I told you.
Should have been top three.
All-star.
Yeah. You know, all that James Harden talk of... He's the best shooting guard in the league. Klay Thompson moving up.
Yep.
Playing great defense.
He can shoot just like Steph Curry, too.
He can attack. Mm-hmm. You know,
and he's big. Yeah. And the next, he's like 6'7". He's a big guy.
He keeps improving in the next 3-4 years.
He's an all star. Yeah, he's gonna be every year. Serious.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to figure something out because
you better sign him long term. Do
not want to lose him.
Nope.
You can pay the luxury tax. You can trade Iguodala.
Trade David Lee.
Mm-hmm. You know, Andrew Bogut. You got money, and
and he's out.
But, you know.
This is why we didn't want y'all paying him all that damn money.
36-year extension. Like, well.
Up now, when we need you the most.
No. And now, if they don't get out the first round, it's Mark Jackson's job in trouble. Like, damn.
None of these coaches. I even heard a snippet about Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, yeah, because his, you know, playing his dudes hella minutes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard Carlos Boozer getting pissed off. He ain't playing no time. Like, well, Negro, you don't play no defense.
No.
And you ain't scoring. So you're about to get amnestied anyway. So honestly, don't even worry about it. You'll be a free agent. You can go where you want next year.
Do they need to review? Should they change how they do replays? Should they now be able to like call fouls or rescind fouls with, you know, like the game one situation where Chris Paul got fouled, but then, you know, he the one who knocked it out of bounds, and all they could change was he touched it last. Like, do we need to get to the point where it's like, if we see the guy clearly gets fouled?
I mean, yes.
Can they call that? Yes. Can they call that?
Yes. I mean, it should, because you need to get it right, especially in playoff basketball. So I'm like, if it's something where it's blatant, it's like, well, clearly he was fouled. We need to reverse it. Yes. The only thing with that is things happen so quick that if another play happens to happen, you know, afterwards, mm-hmm. and the other team, let's say they hypothetically they score a bucket or something and take the lead, do you go back, review, and rescind the point they scored? You know, it's like it would have to happen instantly. At that moment, you have to stop the game and review instantly.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, I'm just scared that if they allow it, that they're gonna review every damn foul.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, but, and, you know, do you do it within, like, the last minute? Because then dudes are like, oh, you can review fouls? All right, well, I'm going to try to get fouled. You know, I can see, like, in the last minute, maybe 2 minutes, mm-hmm. where, like, it's close. I would say under a minute. If a guy goes up and you get fouled, you know, and you can, and you're not sure it's a foul, can you, like, Let me check, you know, because then at that point they're gonna be like, oh, some guy got fouled. We need to go back and see if he got fouled. That's a lot. I mean, damn, replay can get overdone. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
But yeah, man. All this weekend I'm gonna be loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Spurs.
Come on, Bulls. We need one more. Let's even this series and go back. Best of three.
Well, we're gonna take another quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna wrap it up. We got do some quick hitters. Cause I mean, it's a full damn house.
Yep.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Welcome back to the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Hills Network.
Yep.
All right. So we've been going. Some of this stuff has come out on other places, and then we just got to do these quick hitters for y'all. Let's go on to NFL. Alden Smith, fucking bomb threat shit.
Well, I heard he's not going to get charged for it, but there are questions now. Should San Francisco pick up his fifth-year option?
It'll just look like they will.
I heard they won't.
Oh, yeah, I've heard they won't. Yeah, I've heard both
But we'll see. I mean, the pass rushers like him don't come around very often. So, unfortunately, yes, it's not fair. But since he is a football player who is very talented, he gets treated a little bit different.
He has too many legal issues for them to offer him a new contract. He ain't coming back.
Well, I'm not going to say that. If he is to come back, he's not going to get paid like premium. He's not going to make like the boatload if he comes back.
I would say this. Of course, they got a whole year.
Yeah.
So they're going to wait the whole year to figure out if they want to sign him for his option.
For the option, they have to do that by May
12th. Oh, they do? Oh, okay. Yeah,
they have to pick that up, like, soon.
Okay.
So that's why it's like, well, we'll see. If they don't pick it up, I mean, there's questions with the Broncos, too. Are they going to pick up Von Miller's?
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll see.
This dude already got, what, two current issues, legal joints he got to deal with. I'm like, God damn.
So.
And then on the other team with that Colin Kaepernick. Reportedly assaulted some chick.
Well, it's coming out that I guess apparently the players are the one who called the police.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess from stuff's been coming out. So I guess there was no actual sex. I don't know what the hell they're looking at, to be honest. All they've said is they're just investigating an incident. But I guess Ricardo Lockett, who was one of the players there, he's the one who apparently called the police. It was his house. So I don't know what the hell happened.
Right.
I don't know if the girl was knocked out, drugged, or what. I don't know.
Like they was naked, and then she
woke up in the hospital, and she don't remember what happened. I don't know what the hell happened. So, sure, the story will come out at some point. You know, Frisco is backing Colin Kaepernick up to this point. We all know he's trying to get his extension done. Want $20 mil.
$20 mil a year? What?
Nah, no thank you.
Not happening for me. But Chris Johnson, what you think of Chris Johnson going to the Jets?
I bet. He's not going to get 20-plus carries. He'll probably get around 10 to 15 touches a game. And, I mean, team with Chris Ivory for a team that likes to run, that's not bad. I mean, if you can get Chris Johnson to get him in, you know, the right positions and get him in the right schematic fit, I mean, I think he'll be in a good spot. He's with a coach who takes no nonsense, who's a no nonsense type of coach. So
back to that his little
antics are not going to go well with Rex Ryan. So I'm sure he'll nip that in the butt. He was able to deal with Santonio Holmes. So I mean, clearly he knows how to deal with these prima donna type players.
He likes some kind of deal, but we'll see. Yeah, I think probably about 15 to 20 is probably going to be his max. Mm-hmm. He's that 25 carry guy. He's
going to be a change of pace.
Yep,
running back. Carry.
Get to college football. Seeing this, the board of directors is thinking of giving the power conferences the ability to make their own rules. And we are talking about the Pac-12, SEC, ACC, Big 12, and Big 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so now you get to do whatever the fuck you want, and everybody else got some other rules.
Part of me thinks they're doing that to take some of the negativity off of them. Well, since everybody has an issue of how we, you know, punish players and all that stuff, y'all do it then. So y'all can get bashed. By screwing up and all this other stuff. I mean, I think they've taken so much criticism, they're like, well, we'll just let them do it. So if something happens, some kind of backlash happens, they deal with it. You know, it's off of our hands.
But
at the same time, then y'all control the NC2A. Y'all need to get it together. And we'll see how this playoff crap goes.
Because, this is all money related.
Yep.
BCS complained about not wanting a playoff and all that, but they gonna chip off if this goes well.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
you already see the advertisements they're doing for it.
They coming in to make more money, you know, right now dealing with this whole scandal with the Northwestern, which they got to vote yesterday on whether they wanna unionize, mm-hmm. which means we won't hear about it for like 3 years. He said you won't hear anything for like 6 months up to like years. I'm like, well
it's gonna be
they're gonna
time.
Fight it. Mm-hmm. They're gonna fight it. You know, it's all that back and forth on should they be employees. And I'm like, get ready because, you know, big wig lawyers, they will figure out a way to, you know, get around that. Like, are we gonna pay you? Okay, well, we'll figure out a way to make our money and still treat y'all like
crap.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of the NC2A, you saw this joint with Mitch McGarren. I'm like, now I read his thing first. So I saw that he was like, when you test positive between your conference tournament and the NC2A, the penalty is much stiffer. They were like, I guess if he gets caught during the season, it's like 3 games. But because he got busted.
It was the tournament.
Because he got caught, like, during the...
During, like, the conference championship.
Yeah. Then it was like, oh, a year? I'm like, a year? You're like, yeah,
maybe
I'm out.
It's because it's a little bit more nationally televised and a little bit more, I guess,
I mean,
focused on. Yeah. But that's so dumb. I mean, they're fucking college kids, man. I'm sorry. All y'all smoked weed in college once. Y'all hit the joint one time. Y'all hit the bong one time. Y'all did it once. They're freaking 19-year-old. This is what I mean. Like, you have to give these kids room to make mistakes. Yeah. Yes, they're college athletes, but they're fucking students. Yeah. And they're human beings. Right. They're 18-year-old kids just graduating from high school. Who, a lot of them, honestly, this is probably the first time a lot of them have been on their own. Some of these kids don't know what they're, you know, they get around the wrong people or get around certain people. Cat, some of their friends want to spark up a J, and it's like, yo, homie, you want to hit this? And let's be real.
Through something.
We don't know what he was going through. Maybe, you know, who knows what he was going through with his family or, you know, we don't. And in all honesty, for adults out there, I mean, peer pressure and crap these kids go through on a day-to-day is real. Mm-hmm. Kids deal with situations that none of y'all adults have any idea about, that they don't tell y'all. They don't say anything to y'all because, in all honesty, in society, they look down upon for, you know, talking about it with adults and just keep it to myself type of thing. So we don't know what the kid was going through. He took a hit of a joint. He said he did it once.
Yeah, he owned it.
Yeah, he owned up to it, said he did it one time. And I mean, if he hit the joint once to maybe ease his nerves, who knows? Maybe he was nervous about the tournament. I don't know. But to spend him a year, you're basically telling him to go pro.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play for a year. Well, you made my choice easy then.
Yep. He can't help it. He's like, what? So I'm going to take the whole year off. I'm like,
so for a kid like him, yeah, I can't knock him for.
No, because he was thinking about it anyway. And it's just made.
I mean, yes.
Like,
could he have done something like, you know, like Tyrann Mathieu did, where he got busted with coke and was like, you know what? I'll take the year off from football. I'll stay in school.
Right.
You know, I'll, you know, go to rehab and whatnot, fixing my image and all that stuff, and go. You know, fine. Some people do that. In this case, there's no. But the same thing with football, though. There's a 3-year rule.
Right.
NBA ain't no rules, so one and done. Oh, I've been here a year, fine, I can go.
He won with Michigan the previous year, you know, and then just.
I heard he's not projected to go high, but I mean, at the same time, 300-some-odd thousand I'm going to be making is more than I'd make. I'm not doing anything.
I get a check and I'm playing ball.
Exactly.
And if I was in college, I wouldn't be able to play ball.
Exactly.
And have, like, you know, it's just.
Oh, congratulations to the NC2A finally for trying to get it right. I did hear that they're just trying to. Fix their food situation.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I guess the way they defined it was that if you put any condiment on something, it's considered a meal. So let's say, for instance, if I give you a bagel, that's a snack. So I guess they're allowed to have snacks, but not meals. But if you put cream cheese on the bagel, it's a meal.
The hell?
Yeah, I don't get it either. I didn't understand it, but I guess they're working towards fixing it.
Okay.
When I guess when the whole Shabazz Napier thing came out, where he was like, well, shit, I couldn't eat.
Right.
So I guess they're trying to fix it now where these kids can have some food. So thank God, finally. So I don't know. Right. I guess they're trying to fix things. I don't know. But yeah, with this kid, Mitch McGarren, good luck in the pros, bro. You know, I hope you learn a lesson that, you know, You can't just smoke weed, dog. You're going to the NBA. You can't smoke weed in the NBA anyway. Right. So hopefully this was a one-time deal. So hopefully this was a one-time deal. Right. You learned from it. You move on.
Right.
You grow.
He owned up to it, and that's fine. It's just like
that really shows maturity.
How about spending 5 games?
And that shows maturity on my part.
Yeah. No, he's the one who came out with it and was like,
yeah, Larry Sanders gets 5 games.
Right. Yeah, NC2A, y'all got a lot of shit to fix.
Come on, man.
Off the top of the list, figure this money shit out.
Damn. Seriously.
An MLB, Michael Pineda suspended 10 games.
You're a dumbass.
For having some illegal something on his neck.
Did you see how blatant it was?
I hadn't even seen the thing.
Dude, with the HD we got today in today's world, there is no way you could hide that from anybody. That's why people were kind of
lately like on his neck.
People were kind of like, dude, at least hide it if you're going to do it. It was right here. And it wasn't like it blended in with his skin tone. Dude, it was clearly something.
And he kept touching it.
Clearly something was on your neck, bruh. Yeah. And it was kind of like, what the fuck is that? Go check him, please. And it was like, check the neck. What the fuck? Get out of here. And like when you're looking at the camera at the side of his neck, you're like, dude, why are you so blatant with it? What?
Right. It's like something on your neck, and then you keep touching that area.
Yeah,
right?
You're stupid.
Right. And you're a pitcher. The thing is, like, you're standing up there for like minutes. There's probably a camera that's focused on you all day.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, that's
he's an idiot. He is an idiot.
Yeah, they need help. Didn't somebody? Was it another Yankee pitcher who went through some issue like that earlier in the season?
That's him.
Same one.
Yeah, same guy. Like, against the Red Sox again. The Negro don't learn. Like, he ain't getting it. He ain't getting it.
Damn.
He ain't getting it.
Man, shout out to Albert Pujols. Join the 500 Homer Club.
Hey, good job, man.
Hope you get the Angels into the damn playoffs or some shit. Yeah. Damn.
For real.
That's what you need.
For real. Hey. Hey, shout out to Chicago White Sox. Jose Abreu. Walk off Grand Slam, baby. That's how you go off in style. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's hilarious.
There it is.
Let me see.
You can see it from here.
The fuck?
Yeah, pine tar. Like, dude, you're an idiot. At least, and that's why people were like, dude, at least try to cover it up a little bit. Don't be so blatant with it.
Yeah, like, you brown skin, but that shit just looks dark.
Come on, bruh.
And you're going to keep wiping at it? Like,
come on, bruh. Idiot.
I love it.
My gosh. But yeah, before we go,
mm-hmm.
Got to say a rest in peace to Mr. Ruben Hurricane Carter.
Oh, yeah, man.
Definitely. For those of y'all who haven't seen the movie, please go see it. It's a very good movie starring Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He did a very good job playing him and his role and telling his story of his life. And it was truly a great story. And it was an unfortunate story as well, you know, for a guy being locked up like that.
Yeah.
But you know, he a great fighter.
Yeah. Great fighting, great person.
Yeah, great person. And you know, so go see The Hurricane. Look up The Hurricane, DVD it, DVR it, whatever you want to do, but watch it.
Yeah. I got to go back and watch it again. I watched some of it, but yeah, I enjoyed what I saw. So yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Praise to him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. This is all brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, a lot of great podcasts out there to check out on the network. Of course, you got The Break with KC Layman.
Going on, sister.
Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malk.
You got The Jam hosted by Merc 80.
The Jam.
And, of course, you got the Brown Jam. Girl Hour with KC and T.
The Power Hour.
You know, all this great programming and podcasting that are brought to you by the Black Is Network. Mm-hmm. We just love what we do, man. You know. We coming back. I know we was off, but we back again.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to hit us up, leave any comments, you can do that on you can do that on the website as well. Leave them on iTunes. Leave us on Stitcher. Let us know.
Yeah.
What you think. We love the 5-star. But, you know, give us what you think we deserve. We appreciate it. Check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio as well. You want to hit us up, email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely. We thank y'all for tuning in to us. For those longtime listeners, thank you for continuously listening. For your new listeners, thank you for tuning in to us. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, nieces, nephews, aunties. What else? We got ducks, cats, dogs, chickens, roosters, amphibians. Go ahead and tell dinosaurs and, you know, go tell everybody about the Brothers Layman where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
I came into this world high as a bird. From secondhand cocaine powder, I know it sounds absurd. I never toot it, but it's in my veins. While the rest of the country bunches off ridges without no snapback and bitches. They say they need that to shake their fannies in the ass club. They go the other route, turn each other out, burn each other out. Where a bonafide nigga like me can't even get no back rub these days. Ain't that bleak on they part? But let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Now that's hard. While we ranting and raving about gas, nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit that'll blow out our back from where they stay at.
I fear the battle's just begun.
Fascinated by the way your nipples pick at me through your blouse. Freaky me, freaky you, can't help but be aroused. Excuse me, Lord, lustful thinking, but that was the way we was brought up. Sneaking and watch Playboy at night, we all must be caught up in worldly ways. The chemistry between boys and girls is a lot like when we went to the woods and laid with the squirrels. During P.E., we be exploring each other's privates, hunching with all our clothes on until we felt excited. Then, oh, now it's on from here on out. Put your hands in the atmosphere if you know what I'm talking about. Now, if too harsh, then walk on out and I see you on the next song. They call it horny because it's devilish. Now, see, we dead wrong.
I feel the battle's just begun.
People don't know the stress I'm dealing with day to day. Speaking about the feelings I'm possessing for Renee. Moping around and wondering where she stayed. Saw her last that she laid. Give it another day, I say. But the Lord, he taketh away. Now I give it back low. Cause that's like bad boys without the rims. Me and my auntie was tight like Southwest. Before the pinks moved in, like the niggas who owned the liquor stores. Crack cocaine, pimps and whores. Living up on this earth before a nigga like daddy was born. But they be making it seem that my music and crime are team. But I'm speaking the truth, not dreams. So what in the fuck they mean? My lyrics ain't clean.